Greetings. This is your host, Havilah Malone, for the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show, where today we're going to have a very special guest on the line. We're going to be discussing the importance of the Thinking Grow Rich Mastermind. This is a call you don't want to miss, so stay tuned.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining us for today's discussion. I am your host, Havilah Malone. I'm a television host and best-selling author of How to Become a Publicity Magnet in Any Market via TV, Radio, and Print. You know, today we're going to really dive into and discuss about the importance of using that accumulated knowledge, using the tools and principles that are outlined in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And for those of you who may be new to Napoleon Hill, new to the book Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill is one of the most prolific, mastermind really gurus of our time. This gentleman actually was a journalist who traveled the world, you know, accumulating interviews with 500 of the most successful people of his time. So we're talking about people like Andrew Carnegie, Theodore Roosevelt, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, people who were really game changers, who were extremely successful in their area of business, in their area of the world, and being able to take all of that information and boil it down into the book Think and Grow Rich, where he outlines 17 principles that can help in your personal and professional life to really help you to reach the level of success that you're looking for, and breaks down things to make it so simple and easy to understand. And so we, you know, here at the International Mastermind Association, really help people to dive and take apart all of those principles so they can be applied in their lives. And you can find more information about the International Mastermind Association at www.internationalmasterminders.com, or you can also email them at info@internationalmasterminders.com. But thanks so much for joining us for the call today. So I'll tell you a little bit about my background. I've started my career off in broadcast media, so being a representative on the Home Shopping Network, on QVC, also spending a large portion of my career in business, running about a $160 million business for one of the largest computer manufacturers in the world. And the things that I've been able to accomplish in my life have been very much tied into using a lot of the principles that are outlined in the book Think and Grow Rich. And so a lot of times we have goals, we have dreams, we have things that we want to accomplish in our lives, and we're looking for a road map, or we're looking for areas to be able to kind of delve into that and be successful in it. And so the principle that we're going to talk about today, especially with our special guest that we have on the line, is that of using the mastermind principle. And there was a quote by Napoleon Hill, and you may have heard a little bit earlier, when he talked about education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. And so being able to tap into the resources available through other people's experiences in life, their knowledge base, and being able to use that to be able to come together to really put together a plan that's going to help you be successful and help you move forward with what you're looking to do. And so without any further ado, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about our guest that we have on the line today. This gentleman's name is Walt Gressel. He recently retired at age of 55 from a career in the aerospace industry. And currently, Walt hosts an internet radio show called Stand Up and Speak Up. He's the author of a magazine article and a book called, surprisingly, Stand Up and Speak Up. You know, Walt is on a mission to really help people overcome stage fright. So at the age of 50, he chose to face his fear of stage fright, and it wasn't easy, because he joined Toastmasters, and he wasn't alone in wanting to cure himself of that disease. But what he was determined to do was to conquer his fear. So he attended speaking boot camps, competed in Toastmaster speech contests, studied improv and stand-up comedy, and he advanced to finals in speech contests. So he's performed stand-up comedy at Hollywood's Improv and the Flamingo in Las Vegas. He's also performed in improv and comedy sketch shows and has been accepted to study improv at one of the prestigious Groundling Schools in Hollywood, which is an extremely prestigious school. And so Walt has also used the principles that are outlined in the Think and Grow Rich book, using masterminding as a tool to be able to, you know, not only do the things that he's done in life, but also to be able to overcome those fears to move into this new stage that he's in now. So welcome to the call, Walt.
Thank you very much, Havla. I am happy to be here with you this morning.
Oh, we are so happy to have you as well. You know, we really want to be able to, you know, share your experience with our audience, because it's been, you know, quite a journey that you've gone on in not only overcoming the fear that you had of public speaking, but as we talked about a little bit earlier in your bio, that you went from, you know, being in a career in the aerospace industry and then moving over to now doing stand-up comedy, being a radio show host. So you almost have had a dual career, and there's a lot of people who may be currently in a career choice or in a job, and yet that may not be what they want to do per se, but there's fear that holds them back from being able to move forward into the things that they really want to do. So we want to talk about, you know, your experience, your journey, and then how you've been able to use these principles to help you to get to where you are now. So if you can share with our audience, I know I talked a little bit, you know, briefly about your background, but if you can just kind of, you know, share with us your story a little bit.
Okay, maybe I'll start with how the mastermind helped me transition, and then my story will kind of come out as a part of that. I came up in August of 2012, I turned 55, and it was my goal to retire then. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and the idea of just sitting around in my underwear watching television for the rest of my life until I died was not a appealing to me. So I chose to join or to attend an entrepreneur's boot camp that was run by Craig Doeswalt, the rock star marketing guy. And he has a mastermind, and I was convinced that joining his mastermind would be a good thing for me to do. So I attended my first mastermind meeting in May of 2012. And most people there had businesses that they were trying to figure out how to do better. And I was there. I didn't have a clue what my business was. But through telling them my story of how I had a 37-year career in aerospace, I started right out of high school, and I worked my way up to being a senior engineering manager. And I led a department of 100 design engineers. And I got that far in spite of having severe stage fright. And around the time I turned 50 in 2006, my manager pointed out that I really needed to do something about that, because it was limiting my effectiveness. So I joined Toastmasters, but in a year and a half, I only spoke 6 times because it was still painfully, it was still really painful to speak in front of an audience. And then in February of 2008, I attended 3 speaking boot camps within a short period of time. And on a flight back from the last one in Las Vegas, I told myself, you know, these people, they aren't that much more talented than I am, but they just don't have the fear of public speaking, or they don't let it hold them back. And so I wanted to work on my skills and be good enough to get paid to speak by August of 2012. So that's when I really ratcheted up my speaking. I tried to speak at least once a month in Toastmasters. I competed in their contests, which were 4 contests a year, 2 in the spring and 2 in the fall. And I still was struggling a bit. I was told that, you know, if you could work and do some stand-up and get people to laugh, that will help you get more comfortable. So I took some stand-up classes, and I got tutored from a professional comedian. And then I took improv when I heard about what improv was. And that was the big key that really helped me. So when I told my story at the mastermind, they go, well, what is your area of expertise? And I talked about my corporate experience and my journey to conquer stage fright, and people resonated with that. And in my very first mastermind meeting, they helped me come up with the brand Stand Up and Speak Up. And I also had a incentive to deal with weight loss, because I was weighing about 280, 290 pounds. And I had a story there where not only did it help me figure out what I wanted to do after I retired, but it also helped me with my health.
Such a fascinating journey that you went on, because and something that really stood out to me was when you said that, hey, I had this 37-year career in aerospace, and then I'm coming up on my retirement, but I didn't want to spend my time just, you know, sitting around watching TV, you know, just doing nothing with my time. But there were things that you still wanted to accomplish, and one of those things was to be able to get over that fear of public speaking, which really even statistics show that the 2 things that people are most fearful of in life are public speaking and death. Like, literally, that is something that, you know, just grips people with fear of being able to move forward, are those the concepts and ideas around those 2 areas in life. But you, instead of being crippled by that fear, you decided to move forward, to take steps forward to overcome that. And one of those steps was definitely getting involved with a mastermind group that helped. So In the mastermind group, kind of what were some of the things or that you were able to kind of walk away with, or did you feel were really most beneficial as a part of being a part of a mastermind group?
Okay, well, especially this mastermind I've now been a part of for about 2 years. And initially I went in there, blank sheet of paper, not knowing what I wanted to do. And as I mentioned, when they heard my story, they said, look, you have a market out there of, I guess 3 out of 4 people suffer from stage fright. So there are a lot of people that will be inspired by your message. So it helped me focus on that. And in subsequent mastermind meetings, they helped me come up with the title of my book, which is Stand Up and Speak Up, Overcome Your Stage Fright So You Can Overcome Any Fear. And they also talked about another thing that I could help people with is dealing with reinvention, which is kind of what you resonated with when we spoke earlier, that what do you do after you retire, or if you have to make a job transition. And I heard a term for that that I really resonated with recently called an encore entrepreneur. So after you finish your main career, you can become an entrepreneur and follow your heart and your passion and work on things. And so that really helped me. But another important thing happened. One member of the mastermind was a personal trainer, and he wrote a book on fitness. And he handed out a copy to everybody in the mastermind. There were about 80 of us at this mastermind meeting. And a mastermind of 80 people seems big, but they have group sessions and breakout sessions focusing on different aspects that people want to improve on. And then we all get together, and the person leading the group starts off and then asks each person what particular issue they want help on, and then the facilitator gives their opinion, and the rest of the mastermind group chime in. And again, that's how I came up with the book title and my brand. But the thing with the trainer, I read that and I go, you know what? I was going to wait till I retire. Actually, my plan was to, in August when I retired, start working on getting healthy. And I was talking to him and said, you know, in August, I think I want to start walking. And he looked me in the eye and said, Walt, why can't you start walking now? And I couldn't look him in the eye and tell him the lies that I tell myself. And that's the true importance of accountability. Somebody who I just met, read his book, and was having a conversation, just having that conversation made me feel like I needed to be more accountable to myself, because I was just going to wait till August. But he got me starting walking, and that got me on a place where I ended up losing about 50 pounds, and then started working with a personal trainer down the road after I had done the weight loss. But it made a big impact on my health. And when you retire, you want to live a long time and spend your retirement, and you can't do that if you're not healthy. So I got more than just what my new career would be. I also was motivated to get healthier.
Yes, and actually I have a guest that we had on the earlier show, and he said that health is your true wealth, as Dr. Lionel King. And it's so true. He's like, you need that strength, that vitality to be able to give your all and do more. And you made some incredible points, especially in terms of accountability, and we want to get into that a little bit further, and we'll do that right after we come back from our break. We are here with our guest, Mr. Walt Grissel. I'm your host, Tavel Malone, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, welcome back to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tavel Malone, and we're here with our very special guest, Mr. Walt Grissel, who's a radio show host as well as author of Stand Up and Speak Up. And before our commercial break, we were talking to him about his use of the mastermind principle and being able to do something that he called becoming encore entrepreneur, which after 37 years in the aerospace industry, he decided to overcome his fear of stage fright and has worked on comedy stages from Hollywood to Las Vegas, and has his radio show as well as his improv comedy that he does. And for those of you who are listening, if you have questions for our guest today and want to get involved in the conversation, then you can do that by calling 661-554-9219, and you raise your hand on the call and pad so that we can answer your questions and get them in on the call. And, you know, we were talking about that accountability. You shared with our audience about, you know, how you joined a mastermind group, and even in one of the conversations that you were having with one of the members, you were saying, hey, also one of your goals was to, you know, to lose weight and to, you know, become more healthy. And in that conversation, because sometimes we create stories in our own mind where we say, you know, one day I want to accomplish, you know, this. One day I want to do that. And so we push things off into the future. We push them off into further on. And so one of the things that you said was, you know, in August I'm going to start walking so that I can, you know, become more healthy. And when that person who you were talking to asked you, you know, point blank, well, why wait till August? Why not start now? And, you know, a lot of times we tell ourselves stories, we lie to ourselves about what it is that we, you know, are going to do, but it's kind of like when you're faced with that accountability, that other person who is there who can, you know, become a mirror for you and a reality check for you, it just makes things, you know, really kind of fall into place and makes you have to move forward on those dreams, goals, or, you know, the things that you want to do in life, which is why the mastermind principle that Napoleon Hill shares with us through Think and Grow Rich is so important, because really no individual has sufficient experience, education, native ability, or knowledge to ensure the accumulation of a great fortune or to really be able to get to their end goals. But it's about being able to come together, have that encouragement, have those like minds who are helping each other to move forward, and the accountability to stick with the plan that's created that helps you to become more successful. So I definitely want to delve into that a little bit more about, you know, some of the other benefits that you found from being a part of that mastermind group. And kind of also, what made you decide, yes, I'm going to join a mastermind group? Because I think a lot of people struggle with the decision of if it's right for them or if it's important enough for them to pursue. So what was that, like, you know, that break point for you that you were like, yes, I'm going to do this?
The thing that really got me to decide to join the mastermind was sitting in the Rockstar Marketing Boot Camp, a 3-day event that Craig Doeswalt holds twice a year. And towards the end of it, he talked about his mastermind and how it is that people get together. And when you have a bunch of people who are like-minded, diverse skill set, I mean, I learned from my corporate career the power that no one person has the answer. And one of the skills that I developed in spite of my stage fright was being a facilitator. And if, let's say, a mechanical engineer and an electrical engineer were talking about a particular issue from their perspectives, tell when they were on the same wavelength or on different wavelengths. And I noticed that if you didn't have, let's say, manufacturing involved in the discussion, you could come up with a great design that wasn't producible. So the idea that the more diverse viewpoints that you can bring together and have everybody listen and understand everybody's viewpoint, you can come up with a collective decision that is of a higher quality. So I knew, kind of based on my experience, that for me to get into a group with people who have already had experience as entrepreneurs in a wide area of disciplines, from a very successful entrepreneur of the year who has a chain of hotels to a stand-up comedian who's been a college comedian of the year on more than one occasion, to people in construction and beginning entrepreneurs, more mature entrepreneurs, to get in with that group, I was very confident that they would help me find my way. So it really, I didn't even know that existed. And when I heard about it, I said, I need to be a part of this. And if it doesn't work out after a year, I can always walk away. One of the principles that I learned in my corporate career was about investing in yourself. I had a boss that unlike a lot of bosses in my company who thought that training was an expense, he said training is an investment in our people. And I translated that to myself, that I would also pay for my own training to invest in myself, not just rely on the company to pay for the training. So making an investment in joining the mastermind was going to allow me to hit the ground running in August or shortly thereafter, but I wouldn't spend the first year of my retirement trying to figure out what it is that I wanted to do. So I wanted to kind of get a head start. I happened to be in a place in March of 2012, and I joined the mastermind. The first mastermind meeting was in May, and it allowed me to kind of have a plan going into the fall of 2012 after I retired in August.
And thank you so much for making that point, because it is so true that the best investment that you can make is an investment in yourself, because the more information that you're able to accumulate, the more people you're able to surround yourself with, because of that, like that saying that proximity is power. So being able to bring together all of those minds who are working in harmony with one another to a distinct purpose will really help you to be able to get to your goal, but you have to make that investment in yourself. So definitely thank you for bringing that point out. And you were right, and I love how you brought out the fact that the people who were in the mastermind group came from, you know, different areas or walks of life. They had their own expertise or things that they brought to the table. And so a lot of people, when they look for, okay, well, how can I put together or how can I create a mastermind? You know, when you're making a list of potential people to be in a mastermind group, because there's a lot of different ways to mastermind. So there's being able to join groups that are already in existence or being able to create your own mastermind group, and you can pull people from, you know, your home, from work, you know, your church or civic organizations or groups, book clubs, neighbors, and really people who you admire for one reason or another, but not necessarily that they all have the same skill. So, you know, you may have one person who is exceptional with their ability to communicate with large groups. You know, they have public speaking capabilities, and another one might be excellent at finances and accounting. Another one may just bring inspiration to the group, and each of those people and the attributes that they bring are necessary for the success of the group, because you're being able to pull from all of these different areas of knowledge. And for people who are interested in learning more about masterminding or putting together mastermind groups, then I encourage you to visit the International Mastermind Association's website at www.internationalmasterminders.com. The association helps individuals to mastermind over 10 different areas within your life, including spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. So it's about dealing with the entire person as a whole. And at the end of the call, I'm going to be able to share with you a very special offer that the International Mastermind Association has put together, something that you can get involved with, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Well, we are here with our guest, Mr. Walt Grissel. So you really have going on a mission to be able to help people to overcome their stage fright. And you did that first by being able to help yourself, by really recognizing where the needs were in your life, and then going out and finding a group of people to be able to associate yourself with who could really help you. So you joined a mastermind group, which gave you that accountability, put together a plan, because as you made mention, when you started off in that mastermind group, you really didn't have an idea of what exactly you wanted to do. And I think a lot of even our listeners on the phone, they may be in a career choice or doing something right now, but yet there's another calling or another drive within them, but they're just not exactly sure what that next step is or what that next area in their life is that, you know, where they can fully step into what they're passionate about or what their purpose is. So you were able to use, you know, those conversations, those discussions, those mastermind groups, and creating that plan to be able to kind of start to hone down and figure out where you needed to go. And you even found out that there was a market for what it is that you wanted to do. And so can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because a lot of times people don't think that they can either make money or have a career in what they're passionate about. And you were definitely able to, at this point, maybe share some insight on really being able to step into what your passion or your love is and being able to make, you know, make a career out of that. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure, have a look. The at the mastermind, people heard when I told my story, they were both inspired by it, and they heard the passion that I had for it. And a lot of a common thread amongst the masterminders is they were all people who were following their heart. And there is a process for getting to get what you want, but the first thing you have to do is know what that is. And one of the things that Craig Doeswell talks about is something similar to what you talk about in your book about it, getting the publicity, but it's most people normally start a business, then they're encouraged to go out and speak about it to share their passion and how they, you know, came to do their business and why their business is there to help people. And then he talks about writing a book so that people can become aware of what you do and you get become recognized as an expert in your field. And then he says you can host a radio show. And at the one of the later masterminds, I think it was in the fall after I'd been retired and been toying with this idea, I go, I don't have a business. I'm not yet speaking on it, but you know what? I can write a book, and Craig has a system that's write a book in 30 days, and hosting a radio show, if you're on the air for an hour a week and you need a little bit of time to book some guests, and so I'm kind of doing it backwards. I'm hosting a radio show, and I wrote a book, but and it allowed me to then now I'm working on putting together a really coherent keynote speech, and I'll go out and practice that at the service clubs and really hone that message. So I'm kind of working backwards, and that's evolving into a business as opposed to I already have a business. So people can work it frontwards or backwards, but by working with those people, you can, you know, really pull something together that fits you. And I'm not sure if that exactly answered your question.
Oh, definitely.
Got off on
definitely. No. I think you're sharing some really valuable information because there's going to be so many of the people who are our listeners who are in that same, you know, situation, and they really do want to have, you know, success in their personal as well as professional life. There's a passion or something within them that they want to do, and even in your right, in the book that I wrote about how to become a publicity magnet, it's really about helping you to get out of your own way so that you can pursue those things that you want, and then as you're growing that business, be able to use the power of publicity to get the word out so that people know what you're doing. So, like you said, you took the route of you wrote a book. And I thoroughly believe that everyone has a story that they can share, something that will be of benefit to somebody else. Everybody has a book in them. Just sometimes they don't allow that book to come out of them. So even mm-hmm. using a mastermind group to be able to do that, to kind of tap into what your message is, what you have to share, and then allowing that to come through you. And then you also made a wonderful point about, you know, to be able to communicate your message to others, to be able to help people, you do a radio show. And so every week people can tune in, and your radio show is based around, you know, helping people overcome that fear of stage fright, overcome that fear of public speaking so that they can share their message with the world and share their message with others that'll be of benefit and help. And even in doing so, be able to grow a business if they so choose to around something that they're passionate about, around something that means something to them. So often we do, because of, you know, fear, because of, you know, not knowing the steps to move forward, sometimes people don't move forward at all. And, you know, and it's a shame because you're not only doing a disservice to the people who you could be helping, but also a disservice to yourself because you won't be fully fulfilled. I mean, there was a report that was done by Gallup and Roper, and it talked about how 70% of Americans hate their jobs. That is a huge percentage of people who are doing something on a daily basis that brings them no joy, that brings them no satisfaction, and that they're just in a routine of doing it, as opposed to stopping, stepping back and saying, okay, what do I really want to do with my life? What is my true purpose for being here, and the gifts and talents that I've been given that, you know, I'm passionate about and make me want to wake up in the morning that I have, you know, that I can really move forward with, you know, not taking those skills and talents and using them to the fullest. And that's why I think it's so important that people do get involved with a mastermind group, use the principles that are outlined, you know, within Napoleon Hill's Thinking, Grow Rich, because they can help you really tap into that and really move forward with what you really want to do with your life. And I love the fact that, you know, you're doing that. You're actually a living example. You're proof to individuals that it can be done. Here are the steps that I took to be able to get there, and now it's happening for you. And so, yeah, even though you mentioned, hey, I'm doing it backwards, I wrote the book, then I did the radio show, and now I'm building the business, but the fact of the matter is you're doing it, and that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny to think that the thing that I was the most afraid of, speaking in public, is actually what's become my passion, and that's how I'm getting the message out. I'm enjoying performing. I'm enjoying communicating. And, you know, before 2008, if you'd have said I'd be doing this, I'd have called the people in the, to put you in the insane asylum, because I would have said you're crazy. That's never going to happen. But, you know, there was this whole world that I couldn't even imagine being a part of. And now I'm enjoying it so much. I get up every day and I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm busy. I went to some retirements recently, retirement parties, and I asked the person what she was going to do, and she goes, oh, I'm going to volunteer. I'm not going to be like you, being so busy all the time. You're doing this, you're doing that. But I don't see it as busy. I'm having a blast. I'm living the dream. I tell people that all the time.
It's kind of like when you are doing what you love, the activity that you could wake up and do from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to sleep at night, time stands still. It's like if you can do that activity on a daily basis, then you are really, you know, living. And it doesn't, it's not a job. It doesn't feel like work. It's just like I'm breathing. I'm living. Like, I love this. And, you know, that's the kind of feeling that we want to be able to have, because so many times we wake up in the morning, you know, if you're in a job that, you know, you're not really happy about or whatever, and you're like, oh, you know, you already feel drained and tired when you just woke up in the morning as opposed to really, you know, pursuing your passion and waking up and being like, ooh, I can't wait to get on it. So it's like as you're preparing for your radio show and you're getting, you know, you're lining up your guests and you're, you know, thinking about your topics and, you know, you're just like what information I'm going to share or what experience am I going to, you know, be able to put out there. It's kind of like time probably stands still for you.
Yeah, it is so incredible. And one of the principles that helped me do this is about saying yes to opportunities instead of saying no all the time. Because had I said no, I would still be that scared person, and I'd be retired, and I don't know, I'd probably play golf a few times a week, but I'd just be sitting around, you know, entertaining myself but not making a difference. But I said yes to Toastmasters. I said yes to going to the trainings. I said yes to getting involved in stand-up. I said yes to getting involved in improv. And every time you say yes and a door opens, there are other doors behind it. But if you're in the habit of constantly saying no to opportunities, and again, when the opportunity to join a mastermind came up, I said yes, and I do not regret it. And it just opened the door to doing the radio show, writing the book. So people, you shouldn't say yes to 100% of the things, but instead of your normal reaction, your instinct to say no, because I don't want to change, I don't want to get out of my comfort zone, if people get in the habit of saying yes to opportunities, there's a whole other world out there that you'll be able to experience.
Oh, I love that. And we're actually going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from this commercial break. I'm your host, Havel Maloney. We're here with special guest Walt Grissel of Stand Up and Speak Up. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
You know, I love the applause. I said, just remind you of being on the stage, you know, when you're in Hollywood or in Vegas and performing on one of your shows.
Yep.
And we want to remind all of our listeners, well, first of all, thank you so much for calling in and for listening into the show. And you can call in if you have questions for our guests. You can call in at 661-554-9219 to be able to ask your questions of Mr. Walt Grissel and join the conversation. And so before we went on our break, we were talking about saying yes to opportunities. And I love that because so often people, you know, we get into a habit of, you know, turning down, you know, opportunities, turning down things that are presented to us, and we say no. And that no could come from a place of fear because of not feeling, you know, good enough, not feeling worthy, not feeling like you have the skills or tools to be able to take advantage of an opportunity. And so a lot of times people just say no to so many things, and that could be the very door that opens you up to doing what it is that you want to do within your life. And so I love the fact when you said you say yes to those opportunities, and it's not about saying yes to everything because then you could just be, you know, eating up your time and kind of running around in a circle, but saying yes. And matter of fact, there was one of my mentors, Laurel Langmire, her whole premise even about her business, because she's considered the millionaire maker, is to say yes and figure out who knows how. And so you say yes to that opportunity, and then you start looking for the resources, tools, people around you who can help you to figure it out. And why a mastermind is so important, because you will then be surrounded by people who can definitely help you to figure it out, step into that opportunity, step into the life that you deserve or the future that you want. And so I want to kind of turn the conversation a little bit to talk about, because in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, I mean, one of the biggest, most powerful tools that is outlined there is about that mastermind principle. But also being able to use your imagination. And we find that so often people, you know, as children, as they're growing up, they have huge imaginations, they dream big, they are constantly, you know, they build a world around them of all the things that they want, but we find that sometimes as we get older and as adults, we stop dreaming as large. We start playing small in so many areas of our lives, and so I want to ask you, you know, do you use your imagination? Do you dream big? And if so, how has that helped you in your life and kind of moving into this new phase or this encore entrepreneur and with the public speaking and things that you're doing now?
That's a good question. I've always kind of put limits on myself, and it's through this process of the last 5 to 10 years since I started on this journey that I've decided, you know what, I'm not going to limit myself and stay in a box. I always thought, well, I'll just put my nose to the grindstone, work hard, and let things take care of themselves. And in my corporate career, I was able to advance, maybe not as fast as I could have, but I did have good mentors and bosses who helped develop me. But recently I've taken it upon myself, and I did get some feedback from some of my mentors and some masterminders, like with studying at the Groundlings. I've been doing improv at a local level in the city of Long Beach, California, with a group called Hell Together, and I was able to become a guest performer in some of their shows, and I was in some sketch comedy shows there. But it was suggested to me that, you know what, why don't you go and try and get into the Groundlings, and which is a famous improv and sketch comedy school and performance troupe in the Los Angeles area. And the old Walt would have said, are you crazy? There's no way I could do that. But I went and took an audition and passed and was accepted into the program. And people go, well, are you just doing it to take a class? No, I'm not just checking something on the bucket list that said I took a Groundlings class. Who's to say that if I apply myself that I can't end up being a performer in a Groundlings show? There's nothing there that says I can't do that. So I am going to apply myself, set that as a goal, and it's, you know, it winnows down, and sometimes there are waiting lists to get into classes because not everybody can get there. But that's now one of my goals, is to become a Groundling. And if I don't shoot for it, I'll never get it, and it's not out of the realm. Another thing with the radio show is approaching guests. There's a gentleman in the movie industry, Michael Haig, who's a script writing expert. He works for Will Smith and has written one of the reference books on writing screenplays and the storytelling that goes in it. And I was told that you should ask him to be on your show. And I go, why would that guy be on my show? Well, I asked him, and he said yes. So I've made it a goal to ask, to not be afraid to ask people who I think are out of my league to be on my show, because they can only say no, but if you never ask, the answer is always no. And, you know, dream big. Don't put artificial limits on yourself. And some of, I know I was a little bit afraid of being too successful, because that would put me more in the public eye. It would put me more on a bigger stage when I was afraid of being out in front being. I was always more comfortable, even in the leadership role in my corporate job, being the second in command, the person who helped pull the strings and did a lot of the behind-the-scenes work. I wasn't as comfortable being in front because of that stage fright. And I'm learning now that I'm doing a disservice to myself and to others when I stay in the background. And again, being in the mastermind, it was through people there that they encouraged me to go big. Think big. Don't just stay small.
I love it. Yes, a lot of times the thing that we fear, it's the thing that we want to hide behind, or the thing that we're afraid of, is actually where we are most powerful in what we have to share that's really going to shift things or empower people or change, you know, change the lives of those around us, is by stepping into that thing that we're fearful of, because quite frankly, there's going to be so many other people who are fearful of that same thing. And when we have the courage to step forward into that, that's where you really see the shift happen. And I love that you gave the advice of definitely dream big, you know, try these things out, because one of the most famous quotes that Napoleon Hill and has been a quote, you know, that has been enduring for so very long is, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. So anything that the mind can imagine, anything that the mind can come up with, it can be created. It can be done, but you have to believe that it's possible. Like when you look back in history, when the Wright brothers wanted to put together a metal box and put that metal box up in the air for you to go from, you know, one city to another, people thought that was insane, absolutely insane. insane. But guess what? We enjoy commercial flights, private flights, you know, all throughout the world. And sometimes we think back and, you know, we couldn't even think what life would be like if we couldn't jump on a plane to get from, you know, New York to L.A. or something like that. So it's really about allowing yourself to dream big and then say yes. And then you'll be able to figure that out, and definitely about using that mastermind principle. And so thank you for all of those keys and nuggets that you're able to share. That's amazing. And what I also want to do is, because you do have a show that is all about helping people to overcome that fear of public speaking, which, you know, as you made mention, 3 out of 4 people have that fear. So can you share with our audience just some quick tips or tools to be able to, you know, help with that or get them on that journey to get out of that fear of public speaking, things that they could do?
Yeah, one of the biggest things is I came up with these rules that I followed, like invest in yourself. And one of the biggest things that people can do is change their mindset. And it's, I phrase it, just because you couldn't do something before doesn't mean you can't do it now. Just because I couldn't speak in public before, just because I couldn't even be a guest on this radio show and comfortably communicate, doesn't mean that you can't do it now. You just have to take steps to act. So changing your mindset is one. And I mentioned before about when opportunities present themselves, say yes. And I talked about investing in yourself. And the other thing is, there's no elevator to success. You have to take the stairs. You can't just push a button, take a pill, have some surgery, and be cured and reach your goals. You're going to have to put in and do some work. But don't be afraid of the work. Do the work, and you can get ahead. And the other thing is, perfection is the enemy of progress. Nobody's perfect. So when you go and you try something new for the first time and you're not perfect, that's okay. Do it again and again and again. It took Edison I don't know how many times to get the light bulb correct. It's about getting up, falling down, getting up. Just every time you fall down, make sure you get up. Don't quit. Don't give up. Those are just some of the tips that I would suggest to people.
Oh, those are great tips. Yeah, you're right. There's no failure. There's only learning. So no matter how many times you've done something, it's just you take the lesson that's there and be able to learn and grow from that and continue to move forward into what you want to do. And so we actually do have a call from one of our callers on the line. So let's see if we can get this caller in. A caller, are you there? Hello. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I have to come off mute. Good morning. This is Ann McNeil.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for this great guest this morning. And my question is, can you share with us again the title of your book? And in addition to your book, can you share with us one of your favorite books? We've really enjoyed the show this morning, and I think that there's so many people can continue to be blessed. And Havila, if we can also post his show on our show so that, you know, people who want additional information can just click the link.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you both.
Okay. Thank you. The title of my book is Stand Up and Speak Up, Overcome Your Stage Fright So You Can Overcome Any Fear. And my name is Walt Grassel, and it's spelled G-R-A-S-S-L. And, my favorite book. Probably one of my favorite books is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That book, I resonated with several of the habits in there, and I go, okay, that explains why I'm successful. And then some of the habits that I didn't perform as well, it gave me opportunities to improve. And one of the biggest things that resonated with me was the 7th habit about sharpening the saw, which talks about continuing to renew your skill set and the importance of having balance in all the areas of your life. And to me, I could really resonate with that, like all work and no play, or if you let your health go, you know, you have to be in balance. You have to have good health. You have to have enjoyment in your life. You have to have social relationships. You have to be in comfortable with where you're at spiritually. Being in balance as a person is an extremely important point. And I think as part of the 10 areas of your life that were mentioned a couple times on the show today, it's important to be balanced in all those areas.
It's like if you have a wheel, if your life is in a wheel and you have all these different areas, you know, on that wheel, it's kind of like, well, how are you performing in each of those areas? If you put that wheel on the ground, would it run smoothly or will it, you know, wobble and kind of fall apart? So you're absolutely right. It's so important to be able to get that balance in each area of your life so that you do have a very flow and a continuous success all throughout. So thank you for sharing that, and we definitely will get your show linked in to our site so that people can find you and listen and get further encouraged and be helped to overcome that fear of public speaking and that stage fright that they may have. And then also, could you share with our audience how they can get in contact with you, so your web address or any social media ways that people can stay in contact with you?
Sure. I'm on Facebook, Walt Grassel. Again, that's GRASSL. And I have a website, waltgrassel.com, which has links to my radio show, my blog. You can find out how to get the book there as well, or the book's also available on Amazon.com. So, I'm pretty easy to find on the Internet.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, thank you so much for that. So you can get in contact with him on his website at www.waltgrassel.com. That's WALTGRASSL. So we definitely want to be able to make you accessible to our audience, because I'm sure people want to know more and be able to, share with you and find your book as well as your radio show in addition. And we talked a little bit earlier about a special offer that the International Mastermind Association was going to be offering to its listeners. So as you've heard about on our show today, about the importance of the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind, about using the Mastermind principles, bringing these like minds together from all aspects and areas of life to be able to mastermind over those 10 principles and those 10 areas of life, including your spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. And so really being able to tap into a mastermind group is so important if you really want to accomplish your goals. And so what the International Mastermind Association is doing is on Monday they will be holding a very special call. The call will be led by the founder of the International Mastermind Association, Ms. Anne McNeil herself, and really being able to help you understand how you can get involved with the mastermind and how it can serve you and what it is that you want to accomplish. And you can find information about that. You can either email at info@internationalmasterminders.com, or you can call into the special number that's available to you. The number is 712-432-1620. The code to be able to get on that call is 926634. So again, that number is 712-432-1620, code 926634. And that call will be Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss this opportunity to be able to not only speak to the founder of this organization, this association, but also to find out how you can get involved with the masterminding to really accelerate your business and bring your personal life to the level that you're looking for. So I want to thank my guest today, Mr. Walt Grassel. It has been such a pleasure having you on. You've shared such valuable insight with our audience, and we really just want to thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity and to share some of the things that I've learned on my journey. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Havila.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I feel like, you know, our audience members are really going to be able to benefit from, you know, what you're able to share throughout your journey. And we just want to remind our listeners again, you can contact him at www.waltgrassel.com. That's WALTGRASSL. You can also stay in touch with me, your host, Havila Malone, at www.havilamalone.com. That's HAVILAHMALONE. You can tune in every week to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. And you can get more information at internationalmasterminders.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and you have an amazing day. Just keep dreaming big, because if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. Thank you, everyone.